Hi, welcome to the fourth episode of Relax with Excel, where you may learn something about Excel, but will probably fall asleep. Then again, maybe you'll learn in your sleep. In this episode, we're going to cover the basics of XLOOKUP. The XLOOKUP function is a powerful and versatile tool that allows you to look up values in a table or range by matching a lookup value. You can use the XLOOKUP function to perform exact, approximate, wildcard or reverse lookups. Here is a step-by-step approach on how to use XLOOKUP in a paragraph format. Open a blank Excel file and enter some sample data in a table or range. For example, you can enter the following data in cells A1 to B5. The first row would have two columns, name in one column, score in the next column. The following rows can be as follows. Alice, column 1, 90 in column 2. Bob, column 1, 80 in column 2. You can repeat with the following data. Charlie, 70. David, 60. Eve, 50. Select a cell where you want to enter the XLOOKUP formula. For example, you can select cell D2. Type the equal character, then XLOOKUP. In the cell, you will see a tooltip that shows the syntax and arguments of the XLOOKUP function. The syntax is XLOOKUP, open parentheses, lookup value, comma, lookup array, comma, return array, comma, if not found, comma, match mode, comma, search mode, closing parentheses. Let's describe the arguments. The first argument is lookup value. This is the value you want to look up. For example, you can enter Bob as the lookup value to find his score. The second array is lookup array. This is the range or array that contains the lookup values. For example, you can enter A2 colon A6 as the lookup array to search for the names. The third argument is return array. This is the range or array that contains the values to return. For example, you can enter B2 colon B6 as the return array to return the scores. The next set of arguments are optional. The fourth argument is if not found. This is the value to return if the lookup value is not found. For example, you can enter not found in quotations as the if not found argument to display a message if a name is not in the table. The fifth argument, match mode, this is also optional. It's a name that determines the type of match to perform. The default value is 0, which means an exact match. You can also use -1 for an exact match or smaller item, 1 for an exact match, or the next larger item, or the number 2 for a wildcard match. The sixth argument is search mode. It is a number that determines the direction of the search. The default value is 1, which means a search from first to last. You can also use -1 for a search from last to first, or 2 for a binary search from first to last, which requires sorted data, or -2 for a binary search from last to first, which also requires sorted data. So that completes the descriptions of the arguments. For the XLOOKUP function in the cell, separated by commas, you can enter equal XLOOKUP, open parentheses, double quotes, Bob, double quotes, comma, A2 colon A6, comma, B2 colon B6, comma, open quotes, not found, close quotes, close parentheses, in cell D2. This formula will look up the name Bob in a range A2 to A6 and return the corresponding score from the range B2 B6. If the name is not found, it will return the message not found. Press enter to complete the formula. You will see the result in the cell. For example, you will see 80 in cell D2, which is a score for Bob. You can copy and paste the formula to other cells or modify the arguments to perform different lookups. For example, you can change the lookup value to Eve or Frank to see their scores or the message not found. You can also change the match mode to 2 and use a wildcard character like star or question mark to perform a partial match. For example, you can enter equal sign xlookup open parentheses double quotes d star close double quotes comma a2 colon a6 comma b2 colon b6 comma double quotes not found double quotes comma the number 2 close parentheses in cell d3 to look up any name that starts with the letter D and return the score. You will see 60 in cell D3, which is the score for David. This was a basic explanation of XLOOKUP and how to use it in Excel. If you're still awake, thanks for getting this far. If you're asleep, pleasant dreams.